hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting your calls at 888-55-DRKEN. Dr. Ken's had that number for a long time, 888-553-7536. We discuss a lot of the medical news of the week, your emails, your calls. Connect to us on other various social media sites. You can go to DougSteffen.com and the listen box tells you how to find us. It's pretty easy. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. If you're having trouble listening to the audio online at DougSteffen.com, you can just go to RadioAmerica.com and hear the audio there. I said .org. You're right. .com. It's RadioAmerica.org. O-R-G. All right. So, Ken, a couple of important medical stories here. I find this interesting. Research done at Yale on this stay sober pill. A couple of the late night comedians had some fun with this week. I guess, though, that there is always going to be somebody who thinks, okay, let's drink as much as I can and I'll say stay sober. Is that what this is all about?
Well, this is serious and this is some real hope. It's research being done at Yale University. It's about a pill called Iomazinil.
Easy for you to say.
M as in Mary. Mm-hmm. A-Z-E-N-I-L. Iomazinil. It's an experimental drug, so don't run out to your doctor asking for it this week yet. And it could stop people from getting drunk off of alcohol and thus help heavy drinkers, Doug, wean off of alcohol. It's taken before drinking. It can weaken some of the effects of alcohol on the brain. And people who take this drug, they just stay sober for longer.
Stay sober longer. It doesn't keep you sober. You can't drink forever and stay sober on this. It absorbs.
If you drink forever, eventually you might get drunk, but it just takes a
lot
longer.
What does it do? What does it absorb, the alcohol? How does it work?
It's not quite clear how it works, but it just seems to metabolize it, get rid of it, and just not make the body as sensitive to it. And they're still investigating, actually, the mechanism of action.
All right. Now, there is news this week about HDL levels. We were talking about that. That's one of the big stories here and how it maybe isn't what you need to be thinking about. You and I have talked about this. Ken has been examining me for the past, how many years? 5 years? 6 years? 7 years? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
It's been since we first got started.
6 years? Seven.
6 years, yeah. And one of the things we talked about was the fact that my HDL level of the good cholesterol was too low, and Ken worried about that because sometimes that's an early indicator that you might have heart problems later on, or could lead to heart problems. And so what's the new news here?
This is the time to pay attention. So if your friends or spouses are away from the radio, this is when you want to get them all around the radio, because if there's one thing you're going to remember from today's show, this is going to be it. This is out of the medical journal Lancet. It's surprising new research. I was pretty surprised about this. And they have discovered that raising good cholesterol, that's the HDL, does not lower heart attack risk. And most of us know how important it is to know what our HDL good cholesterol is. What these investigators have discovered is that HDL is important. It's important about predicting our risk of having a heart attack. So if we have a low HDL, that means for guys under 45, for women under 50, we're at increased risk. It doesn't mean we're going to have a heart attack. It just means it has to be factored in with all of our other risk factors. It does add some risk. And then intuitively, and you know, I always tell you, the body just does not respond so often intuitively. You would think, well, I have a low good cholesterol. If I raise it up higher, then I should lower my risk of heart attack if a low level increases my risk. Well, what they discovered is that that's not true. And this is being supported by some of the drug studies that are going on. There are some experimental drugs that actually increase the good cholesterol. All of these studies so far have been disappointing. In fact, one actually increased the risk of strokes and was quickly stopped. So all of these efforts that are being done, I know, currently your doctors are even giving you niacin sometimes to increase the good cholesterol. This has been shown in recent studies not to work. In fact, it's been shown to maybe even increase the risk of having a stroke. So if you do have a low good cholesterol, stop worrying so much about all the efforts that you can read about to get it up, but just work on the rest of your risk factors, your blood pressure, your bad cholesterol. That we do know, working to get that down will actually lower your risk of having a heart attack. Make sure you know your blood sugar. Don't smoke. You can't do anything about your genetics. Get down to ideal body weight. Eat a healthy diet. When the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. But knowing your good cholesterol is helpful, because if it is very low, then the doctors just have to be that more vigilant about you, watching you, making sure that your coronaries are okay. But all of these efforts, including drugs to raise it, don't seem to be helpful.
So I'm a pretty good guinea pig when it comes to this then. And not that I'm interested in having everybody know. I mean, I don't mind talking about myself. I do all the time in terms of how, as a representative of a particular issue, maybe you can learn from whatever my experience is. So you know my profile as well as anybody on the planet. And I guess as I listen to you, it sounds like you're having me and I'm doing more or less the right things. Do you want to describe what that is?
Right. We're working hard to keep your bad cholesterol down and your triglycerides down, and we're doing a good job at it. And you have a mildly low good cholesterol, and I just keep very careful track of your coronaries. We've looked at them with a CT angiogram a number of years ago. They were fine. And occasionally we'll now put you on the treadmill and just make sure that everything's okay. So I'm a little more vigilant about it, but everything is fine. You have nice, clean coronaries, the big vessels sitting on top of the heart, the big coronaries, epicardial coronaries. But I think that I think this is somewhat, hopefully, a reassuring study for you, Doug, because I know that you have been trying in any way you possibly can to increase that good cholesterol, but it doesn't seem like it's of any benefit.
No, well, it went up a little, seems to me. I went up 5 or 6 points over the last year, if I remember. It was like 40, and now it's like 45 or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then you think about niacin and how a lot of homeopaths think that's good.
And it's bad.
Yeah, this
increases
sounds
the risk of stroke, the studies show. And it doesn't, the numbers look better, but it doesn't lower your risk of having a heart attack.
Interesting, isn't it? How all this stuff goes around and around, and it changes what some scientists said a couple of years ago, and one wonders, okay, if I do all this.
We were using intuition, just like we were using intuition in giving postmenopausal women back their hormones that we thought they were missing, and we would think that they would have less heart attacks. They ended up having more.
Oh, wow. Isn't that interesting? What is it? They call it counterintuitive, I believe.
Exactly. Great, great word.
Yep. All right. So the other thing is that we were talking about this earlier, Center for Disease Control in the federal government announces the first ever National Hepatitis Testing Day. What is the demo for these tests, the demographic for these tests?
The CDC this week announced that they're thinking very seriously, that's government speak, that if they don't get pushback, they're going to make it their policy.
Yeah.
They're thinking very, very
floating a trial balloon.
Yes.
I think it's what you said before.
Exactly. They're thinking very seriously about recommending that all baby boomers, and they define that anyone born between the years 1945 to 1965, all of us, myself included, I'm in there, be tested for hepatitis C. And hepatitis C, up until currently, the policy is, as a physician, my responsibility is to test you only if you had a blood transfusion prior to 1992, because that was before we had the ability to test for this virus. I was always a little uneasy whenever I transfused somebody before 1992 that I was giving them hepatitis C. It was the risk we took. Fortunately, today we can test it. We know we're not giving you hepatitis C with a blood transfusion. But the other possible way commonly that you can get hepatitis C is by taking IV drugs inappropriately, shooting up with dirty needles. And as a caller mentioned, it can be transmitted sexually, but fortunately, it's a very rare cause of hepatitis C. And currently, the instructions to the doctors are just for the first two risks, IV drug abuse and transfusion of blood before 1992. Then we need to check you. But the CDC this week is thinking about testing everybody. Their thought is that, hey, us baby boomers, we can't remember whether we had a blood transfusion before 1992, so we're not going to tell the doctor. Hey, us baby boomers, we're not going to tell our doctors that we were abusing drugs when we were in our 20s. And so we need to have the CDC make sure we get this tested. I don't know how you feel about this, but it certainly is more government rules coming down the pike.
Ugh. 888-5, like you don't have a brain, you can't figure this stuff out on your own. Unbelievable how we are being dumbed down at all ages. 888-553-7536. Nathan's in Lake Havasu and has a question for you, Dr. Ken. So, Nathan, let's put Dr. Ken to work.
It's kind of embarrassing, but I got a lump on my testicles.
Okay.
What do you think that is? It's not big, but it's decent. It doesn't hurt at all. And I was afraid maybe it could be cancer. So is that true or no?
Sure, Nathan, don't be embarrassed. You know, it's just you and me right now. And, you know, just imagine the exam room door is shut. We're just talking. And I'm so glad you called, because there are a number of different reasons why you can have what you're concerned about. And, you know, top on the list is definitely testicular cancer. And it's not the only cause, but, you know, I want you...
I've been pretty stressed. I went through a rough... my wife had an affair, and I lost my house, lost my wolf, and a whole bunch of other stuff in the last month and a half.
And, it can be other things. There's something called a spermatocele, and this is totally benign. It's a fluid-filled sac located in the scrotum right above the testicle. You can have some inflammation of the epididymis in that area. That also can cause this. You can have inflammation of the testicle due to a viral infection. We call this orchitis. You can also have a collection of excess fluid between the layers of a sac that surrounds each testicle. We call this a hydrocele. There's a long list. There's other things. Inguinal hernia can do it. I don't think there's something called testicular torsion, where there's twisting of the spermatic cord. I don't think it's that, because that is very painful. But I would, on Monday, do you have a family doctor?
Yeah, I do, but I don't have medical. She basically took everything away from me, medical and all.
Well, there must be a county clinic in your area.
Okay.
And I would call the county clinic, tell them that you have a lump in your testicles, what we call a scrotal mass, and hopefully they'll have a friendly urologist who will examine you and steer you in the right direction.
Good idea. All right, good luck, Nathan. 888-553-7536. Don't forget to sign up for the Good Day Health newsletter for this week. A lot of information on heart health. That's Dr. Ken's specialty. Sign up for it at drkenshow.com or at dougsteffen.com, 21 after the hour.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's the 23 minutes after the hour of the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the air taking your calls. 888-55-DRKEN, 888-553-7536. Here's Robin listening to us in Cadillac, Michigan. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air with Dr. Ken.
Hi, I'm calling. I have a daughter who is in her mid-20s. She's 26 years old, and she has very bad acne if she is off of her birth control, and we've been doing the birth control thing since she was in her teens. She no longer wants to be on birth control, and we didn't know if there was a reason, what the reason was, or if there's any way to prevent it.
Well, Mom, I know what you're going through. I have a daughter who has the same issue, and and there are a lot of things that can make acne worse, as you're mentioning. Hormones are definitely an issue, and these can make it worse. There are certain medications that can also cause it. Is she on any prescription medications?
No, just control, which she chose to stop taking herself, and that's when she broke out again really, really bad.
And some foods can affect it. Is she sensitive? Does she know any foods that make it worse, any triggers of her acne?
No, and she's very health conscious about her food. She's a runner. She's in shape. She has a tendency to get UTIs. Is that connected at all?
I don't know how to connect those unless there's some underlying immune system problem, but I don't see. I'm not seeing any connection there. You know, teenagers, women and girls 2 to 7 days before their periods, pregnant women, and people using certain medications that contain corticosteroids, androgens, or lithium. These are the people who are especially at risk for this. Does she put anything greasy cosmetically on her skin?
No. She actually has stopped using pretty much all cosmetics because
okay.
She thought that might help.
Yes, that should help. Is there a family history of this? Did you have this?
No, and she has 3 siblings, none of which have acne at all.
Okay, and, you know, Mom, just be reassured that stress doesn't cause acne, but if you have it already, it can make it worse.
Okay.
And because it becomes, you know, what's the chicken and what's the egg, and believe me, I get this. I understand this issue because it's something that, you know, is close to my heart dealing with a teenage daughter. And hopefully she has been to a good dermatologist, because for some people, the over-the-counter treatments just don't work. You know, it's just not effective enough. The benzoyl peroxide substances that you can get over the counter, they just don't work adequately. And many end up being on antibiotics for prolonged periods of time, hopefully just under the direction of a good dermatologist, because you know, it's the yin yang of medicine. They work effectively, but you want to use them as briefly as possible.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
yes,
she needs, the next step for her is the dermatologist.
All right, 888-553-7536. Skin care and creams, Ken. Things that work for the average person. A lot of people think when they hear us talking about skin care, or in general, you see ads, it always is a focus on women. Women need to have creams, but men who have the same age spots and liver spots and overall pigmentation stuff as women do, don't seem to think that they ought to use things like Brilliance, the product we're talking about now from Chamonix. But I would think this stuff would work for both men and women, wouldn't it?
Exactly. And I'm having more and more guys ask me about these products. You know, 60's the new 40, and people
right.
just want to see if they can pass for it. And these age spots, brown spots, and...
Welcome to the club. Here we are.
Exactly. And heaven forbid, these liver spots, they are a nightmare for any of us at any age, any sex, who have them. And these ugly spots, they can be a constant source of embarrassment. And all those greasy cover-ups, they're just not the answer, as we just heard from another caller. Chamonix, the makers of our most popular anti-wrinkle treatment, Esotique, they now have introduced Brilliance with three breakthrough ingredients. They're proven to lighten age spots, liver spots, and overall pigmentation. Brilliance, it will brighten your skin and beautifully even your skin tones.
All right, so this is great stuff. Here's how you get it. Even better. As much as I get excited, isn't this funny, about how wonderfully well this stuff works? I'm using it because I'm, as Ken suggested, somebody in my 60s who thinks I'm in my 40s. 800-555-5555. What a cool number. I want to try to steal that number. 800-555-5555. Call now. For a limited time, there's an absolutely risk-free offer. Beautifying your skin tones doesn't have to be difficult. This is a well-known company, and Brilliance is a product that you can be happy and proud to use. A very effective product. You can buy it now at 800-555-5555, direct from the manufacturer. So get rid of the stuff that bothers you, age spots and liver spots and that sort of thing. Fix up and freshen up that skin. Make it look beautiful and handsome. Best thing you can ask for is Brilliance. 800-555-5555. I want to check it out now while you're thinking about it. And we'll take some more of your calls. Lots of information yet to come on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 888-553-7536.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weekend 888-553-7536. Your calls for Dr. Ken Kronhaus continue. First, though, a drug update about a common antibiotic. What's the story here from the news file this week, Ken?
Yeah, this is a story that everybody wants to hear about. Z-Pak, it's a common prescription antibiotic. I bet most of you have taken it. Azithromycin is the scientific name. It's very popular. It's used for treating bronchitis, pneumonia, ear infections, and sexually transmitted diseases. Doug, it may actually boost the risk of death. This is the first study to document serious heart risks, up to 2.5-fold higher chance of heart death in the first 5 days of treatment compared to other or no antibiotics. And, you know, don't panic here. But I would talk to your doctors, and this is going to maybe affect what we do. This is kind of big news. Z-Paks are very commonly prescribed, and based on your risk factors for heart disease, you know, I think if you don't have any heart issues, this is probably very, very unlikely. But, you know, if you have some heart disease, you may want to talk to your doctors about an alternative antibiotic.
888-553-7536. Don't be shy. Call Dr. Ken with your questions. I guess we decided that we were going to talk to Paul in International Falls, Minnesota next. Go ahead, Paul. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. Got a question on, I've been on a blood pressure med for about 5 years, and just wondering on the side effects. I seem to be a lower energy level.
Name that dry, drug.
Pardon?
Name that drug.
Metoprolol. I think I got it right.
Sure, metoprolol. Metoprolol is a common beta blocker. That's the family of drugs that we call it in, beta blockers. What they do is they block the naturally secreted hormone, adrenaline, in the body, and adrenaline will charge up your whole system, make your heart beat faster, your blood pressure raise. It's that fight or flight hormone, you know, when you're scared or panicking and you feel that surge in your body. That's adrenaline. And the beta blockers, it's like a key in a lock. It doesn't allow the key to get in the lock. It blocks the receptor for the naturally produced adrenaline in the body. So what it does is it will lower, when you take the beta blocker, some of them will sometimes cross into the brain, and when they get into the brain, they, you know, they'll sedate you, they can lower your heart rate, they can lower your blood pressure, and by any one of these three mechanisms, they can bring on fatigue. They can also sometimes decrease your ability to perform sexually. People who are asthmatic should not take them because they make asthmatics very short of breath. People who have diabetes need to use them very carefully because diabetics, if they should get low blood sugar when they're taking their medicines, anybody who's a diabetic who ever has had hypo, low blood sugar, knows that unique feeling. The beta blockers block that sensation, so there's no awareness in diabetics of low blood sugar. So beta blockers, they're very useful medications in the right setting. They're used for lowering blood pressure, lowering heart rate. They're used to help actually in heart failure. They're also used after a heart attack to prevent sudden death, dangerous rhythm problems. They're used when people have angina, inadequate blood flow to the heart, to improve the match between demand and supply of blood to the heart.
Make sense?
Yep, thank you very much.
All right,
Paul,
sir.
There are plenty of other choices for blood pressure lowering medications. Ask your doctor if they want to use a beta blocker, to use the most selective beta blocker and one that does not cross the blood-brain barrier. Easy for me to say.
There you go. All right, sir, thank you. Appreciate all of your calls at 888-553-7536. Don't forget, when you're calling or you're trying to determine whether you want to call, the only question that's dumb is the one that hasn't been asked. You could say, oh, well, this is such a specific problem, I'm the only one who has it, or it's a little embarrassing, I don't want Dr. Ken to get upset with me. Believe me, he's not going to get upset with you. He wants to help you, so we're here at your service and certainly on your side with all of this information. So ask away, because certainly with the number of people, we're the number one medical program on the weekend on the internet. More stations carry this medical program, any other station on the weekend. Lots and lots of people can be helped by your question. So you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping a lot of other folks. It's a great way for you to be of service to yourself and to others. So ask the question. Again, I say to you, please tell us the story briefly that brings you to wanting to have the question answered. Then ask the question so Dr. Ken can help you, give him as much information as possible, and he puts it into his brain and processes it, and away we go. 888-553-7536. Somebody sent me an article which I have to share with you, Ken.
Please.
The headline of the article reads, "Does organic food turn people into jerks?" And it's the story of people who are organic food snobs, referencing people in the Northwest, Seattle, Portland, those areas, who go to farmers markets or who are into trying to get people to eat special, you know, the organic food thing has been bastardized by the government, pretty much ruined anyway. But I just wonder if you, in your judgment, or you, in your mind, think that there really is, beside, I mean, there's a social psychological sort of thing to this, because people, I think, who like organic food sometimes come across as being a little arrogant.
Snotty.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, but I wonder, if, you know, in terms of the real science of medicine, when you eat organic food, how much better is it? Why would somebody want to eat organic food versus regular food? Let's say, take a strawberry, because we're getting into strawberry season, okay? An organic strawberry versus a regular strawberry, what's the difference?
Well, strawberries, you pick an interesting fruit, because I love strawberries, but supposedly strawberries comparatively accumulate pesticides a lot more than most other fruits. So it's a high pesticide.
So a regular strawberry might have pesticides, where organic strawberry would not.
That's your hope.
Yeah, right. Yeah, depending on where in the country you're getting it. There are a lot of these. The government, again, we always try to. I try to soft pedal my own feelings about the government because they ruin pretty much everything that they touch. And this is a perfect example of it, frankly. The organic label means nothing. For heaven's sakes, did you know that until recently, Whole Foods that sells, I don't know how many Whole Foods stores there are in Florida, but they're...
A lot.
Yeah, okay. So they're all over
very
the place.
Very popular.
Right. And if you'd gone into the store 4 or 5 months ago, you'd have seen on the bags of so-called organic... mostly vegetables. If you really read the fine print on the label, you'd see that they were grown in China. Organic in China is laughable. Ken starts to laugh. It's laughable. And so that's why we're laughing, because it is a meaningless label unless you really know where the stuff is coming from. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. If you go to the farm and you see what goes on the farm, I mean, for the most part, you want to. I spoke before a group the other night. We were talking about food and the organic label and where all the problems have come from. The government trying to limit what the small family farmers are doing. In fact, all the problems come from the big agro farms. And, the kinds of things that get sprayed on some of the fruits and vegetables is pretty disgusting. So they need to be cleaned thoroughly. If it is true, that is, the product is true to the organic label, it has nothing sprayed on it. Nothing other than if there is something available that could keep out bugs, et cetera, that's been proven. And there are products that do that. I use it on my the corn that I grow all the time. It's just a spray of seaweed and fish oil and stuff like that that helps to it's good nutrients for the corn. It's also good because it keeps the bugs and stuff away, because they don't like the smell of it. They're like we are, in a sense.
Just don't become self-righteous, snotty, and arrogant.
Right. That's pretty much it about it. Good for you if you want to pursue that.
Exactly.
But in terms of
preaching.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I know sometimes I risk sounding a little preachy, too. But it's something that's important for you to understand. Make your choices. Make educated choices. That's the important thing. Okay, 17 before the hour. More of your calls coming up at 888-553-7536.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Myers, Company D, 23rd Regiment, 2nd Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
The 1st of February, 2nd of February, moved north into Chikoni. And that's where we stopped the Chinese Army. The furthest out the Chinese got was at Chikoni. The 5 divisions had a regiment surrounded there for 3 days. And that's broke the back of the Chinese Army. That was the furthest they got. It was three nights of this steady, constant fire and shooting. Usually they stopped during the daytime and pull back and rest. But at Chikoni, they didn't. They just kept on charging during the daytime and nighttime, too. This is in February of 51. The reason I know him, I turned 19 years old in my foxhole the fourth day of February at Chikoni.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
to participate in this free nationwide event. Call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Our number is 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken paying for your call to find out what it is that we can do to help you out. Rick is in Illinois. Go ahead, Rick.
Good morning. This is Rick. Well, I'm experiencing hand tremors and have been doing so since my early 20s. Now I have a problem where it doesn't go away. And I'm going to see a doctor in a couple of days, and I'm just curious what questions I need to ask.
Sure. Well, you need to ask the doctor, what's your diagnosis? And there are a number of reasons why you can have this, Rick, and hopefully they'll do some good detective work and give you an answer. Have they checked your thyroid? An overactive thyroid is one possibility?
I guess that's a good place to start. I have not had anything checked.
I've avoided
going to doctor's offices for a long time.
Sure. I understand that allergy. A lot of people have it. But I would definitely first want to make sure you don't have an overactive thyroid. It can be easily done with a blood test. And then the next step is to go to the neurologist, and there's a number of reasons why you can have it. Hopefully this is nothing more than what we call an essential tremor. It's often genetic, and usually there's no specific cause for it, but there are a number of different treatments. But not to get you too concerned, there are some neurologic issues that need to be ruled out, things like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, some of the rare movement disorders, and that's what a good neurologist will do, and hopefully it's nothing too serious.
All right. I hope not. Thank you.
We hope the best for you, sir. Yes. 888-553-7536. Rich is in Elmira, New York. Hi, Rich.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Doctor, you mentioned Rochester. I went to RIT back in the early 70s where I got a severe case of mononucleosis.
Rochester Institute of Technology?
Yes.
Oh, we were neighbors. I was an undergraduate during the early 70s at the University of Rochester. Maybe we met somewhere.
I did architectural photography, so I probably, uh-huh. I know I took pictures of your beautiful buildings there.
Oh, lovely campus, yes.
Oh, I love Rochester. But I got a really severe case of mononucleosis, and just ever since then, I've tried to doctors on and off. Nobody really, to understand it. Tremendous joint pain and fatigue. And you mentioned common sense. Well, I got into that. I learned to eat right to, keep the, stay away from sugar and all that.
Can I jump in here? Because I've had mono and Epstein-Barr, and I'm sure Ken has treated people. How old were you when you got the mono?
I was 21.
21. And did you, for 6 months feel like you could do nothing but sleep?
Well, no, what it is, my lymph nodes went haywire. I almost thought I had to have a tracheotomy and all that. And then the joint pain started right in my right shoulder. And it just,
that sounds like something from mono or Ken?
One of the less common complications of mono are very swollen tonsils that can actually lead to obstructed breathing.
But the joint pain that you have now, is the theory that you're getting that because you had Epstein-Barr?
Yeah, it happened all...
Does that make sense, Ken?
No.
Doesn't make sense to me either. No. We got 60 seconds. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of it.
Rich, joint problems later in life are really not a complication. You know, mono, you can get an enlarged spleen, have liver problems, anemia, platelet problems, even inflammation of the heart. I'll see people for that. Sometimes complications of the nervous system, Guillain-Barré, meningitis, encephalitis, and the tonsil issue. But you don't really see what joint problems. That is not what we see with mono. It's an uncommon symptom of mono. But so while you're having joint problems right now, I would put the mono to the side and do some detective work. Do you have arthritis, just osteoarthritis? Do you have an inflammatory problem in the body? It's time to see the doctor, maybe a rheumatologist, because I would be concerned that you have some sort of inflammatory issue.
You know, that started right immediately at when I had the mono.
Well, so we are out of time. Maybe you can reflect on this.
You've had 40 years of joint problems?
51 past the hour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see CentOS trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding. Tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With CentOS trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Now 53 past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. We had to, sometimes there are things that are unavoidable. The train keeps going down the track whether we like it or we don't like it. And in this kind of radio program, there are, I don't want to get into inside radio, but there is a local break for your radio stations to have their announcements. And we have our own announcements here. And so when it gets to a certain point, we have to accommodate the local stations. And that's why we had to exit stage left there, Rich, for a moment or two. But right now, Ken has been doing some research on the question. Let's refresh everybody's mind with a question first, Rich and or Ken. And then Ken's got, he did some work during that break, Rich, to help you out a little bit. So, Ken, how do we reposition this?
Sure. Rich is complaining of the fact that he had mononucleosis caused by Epstein-Barr virus in his 20s, and I believe him feels that he had joint discomforts, arthritis, at the time of his viral infection, and they have persisted. And this is a possibility that they are related, Rich.
Sure.
It has been reported. There are reportable cases of this happening, and the fact that it happened, the timeline, you had the mononucleosis, you had never had the joint problems, and how long after the infection did you notice the joint issues?
Well, it started, I had it in December of 73, in January of 73, it started in my right shoulder, and then just over the years continued through the rest of my body. Now,
right, I think there's a good possibility that it is related. And what your next step is, I'd like you to see a rheumatologist.
Well, you know, I guess over there, I tried a couple there. And you're the first person I actually would, see a link there. You know, I had a good doctor in the 90s, and
how else do they explain the timeline that they're so close in time?
Well, the only one, my father discovered it was back in 1980 because I was really suffering in pain and fatigue, and he just happened to see in the local paper a doctor in Philadelphia. Just all these nurses, their IQs had gone down because they had bad cases of mono, and they were in a lot of joint pain. And that's about all. When you go online, it's hard to even research it. So I usually get the question, what do you think it is? Okay, the standard doctor. And I don't know if my immune system turned on me.
Where do you live right now, Rich?
I'm in near Elmira. Okay.
So you could get to the University of Rochester, right?
Right.
Well, okay, because there is. I'm sure there are some doctors at the University of Rochester Medical Center who would be fascinated by you. You know, academic doctors love a good mystery like you, where, you know, no one can figure it out, and they've been lingering with a problem, and they love pulling the rabbit out of the hat. And so I would call up the University of Rochester, the rheumatology department, and explain to them what your problem is, that you believe that you had Epstein-Barr virus, mononucleosis, the arthritis associated with it, and it's been persistent for your whole life. You can't get any relief from your local doctors, and you were wondering who the expert at the University of Rochester Medical Center is in this problem. Can I get an appointment?
There it is. Great. Bottom line. All right, sir. Good luck to you. Eileen, let's see if we can squeeze your question in before we run out of time. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, doctor. I heard you speaking of the beta blockers.
Yes.
And I have been on one for quite a while. I had my thyroid taken out early, in 75. I had Graves' disease, and I have a real fast, rapid heart rate. And they've had me on Tylenol for several years. It makes me extremely tired. But when I go off of it and try other medications, my heart rate goes up again. And my husband passed away two months ago, and I need to get something that will help my rapid heart rate. And do you have any suggestions of what type of beta blocker or what I need to take for my rapid heart rate?
Sure. Is it just a regular rhythm rapid heartbeat, or is it some unusual rhythm problem, or you're not sure?
No, it's not an unusual. It's just high, fast, right, like so 120
check,
plus.
Check your thyroid. An alternative beta blocker that is a little more selective. Ask the doctor for the most selective beta blocker that you can tolerate. If the beta blockers don't work, verapamil sometimes helpful in this setting.
All right, check out a lot of the information on both Dr. Ken's site and DougStephan.com for the medical breakthroughs of the week, important medical news, all part of what we do here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
There are so many